Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on Black Friday. I don't know if any of you guys got out and did any shopping today, but there was a lot of sales out there. But a lot of stuff, you can still get it after Black Friday. But welcome to the show. We want you to sit back and relax and see what all we have in store for you tonight. We're going to try to cover a lot of things, hit on a lot of topics, and then ask you how was your Thanksgiving and how your mental is doing. So sit back, relax, call a friend, tell a friend to come on and check out the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on Friday night.
Hey there, bud. How you doing? How you feeling this morning? I'm feeling good. Had a good old Thanksgiving, you know. I'm bad. Got a question. But that is, hey there, bud. What are we going to do with all this leftover food? It's a whole lot, you know? At 19, I was them over. At 18, in the squad, I was them over. What are we going to do the rest of this food? You know, it's so much.
There, bud. You can do a lot of things with you. You can take that there hand there, and we're going to cut us a little bit more meat. Also, some sandwiches and stuff like that later. And then we take that bone and put it in the freezer. Then when Christmas times come up, we can take that there out, and guess what? Put that in some soup.
Yes, and soup. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, what about this other stuff? What about the turkey?
Yeah, we can sit there and take that turkey and do the same thing. Now, we can take all that there turkey meat, especially that breast side, that white meat there, and make some turkey sandwiches and stuff like that.
And what are we going to do the rest of it?
Yeah, bud, we can put some stuff together and make us some turkey gumbo, add a little bit of turkey sauce and turkey bacon, with some good old greens cut up in it. Add a little bit of corn and stuff like that, you know?
That sounds like a good idea.
But, Bill, I got one little question to you now. We got a lot of this other stuff here left over. And guess what? There's some homeless people right there around the corner that was less fortunate on Thanksgiving Day. And guess what we going to do?
What's that, Dad?
We going to fix some plates. And we going to get some body wipes. And we going to take those people and wrap this stuff up. And we going to hand them out. That way they might not have had something on Thanksgiving Day, or they might have had something on Thanksgiving Day. And guess what?
What's that, Dad?
They got something even better. More Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's terrific, Dad. Dad, you know something else?
What that there is, Dad?
Well, you know, many people celebrate Thanksgiving Day, but there's some people who didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Either they don't believe in Thanksgiving, or something about it, tragically, you know, tragic, happened on Thanksgiving Day, and they don't want to celebrate. Or somebody might have went through something. There's a lot of things going on in the world today. Look at that there family, where the boy came home, and he shot everybody in the family, then turned around and shot himself, and the family lived, but he died.
Yeah, boy, you know, you got that there would be a point there, boy. Look about that stuff out there in Walmart and stuff like that. They're killing the people, innocent people. Where's this rare here going to, boy?
I know that. I know one thing. I'm so thankful that we got prayer. You know, just like Century Johnson said back on that there sermon he did.
What that there, boy? Was you paying attention?
Yeah, I was paying attention. He said there is Thanksgiving in Jesus Christ. See, as we look at the book of John, the third chapter, 16th verse. It talks about how God so loved the world that he gave his son. And like Century Johnson said, there's Thanksgiving with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it does. That's right. So we got a lot of things to be thankful for what Jesus Christ did way back then.
Yeah, he died on the cross for me and you and everybody else.
Yep, he sure did. That is a wonderful thing there, boy. And you know what is even more wonderful?
What's that, Dad?
What's coming up tonight?
What day is it? It's April Thursday. Today is Friday. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what time is it?
Well, they got that day time in 1 minute. It's a show going on. So how about we fix us up some sandwiches and stuff like that and get ready. And we can sit down with our bottle of water. And while the show's going on, we can be putting together plates, get ready to pass out some late-night dinners with some of the residents out here in the neighborhood.
Sounds good, Dad. stomach like over here and dial that number, 424-243-9617. Look that. It said the show is starting in 30 seconds.
All right, there, bro. You heard right on it. And after that there prayer, we sit there and eat.
That's right, Dad.
That's right. You're going to watch.
Grandma's hand clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Unwed mother, Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift the bass and tell her she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Candy, Grandma's hand pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
Girl, you've done it again. Constantly raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly. Well, you've come to learn that all that I have learned, one thing remains, being true to yourself is the key. Knowing your roots and where you come from is also key.
Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you. Understand what I just said? You were sold off and had no choice. Yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now! Starting now! Starting now!
Nothing better than family for the ones who love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no. When your friends bring you down and they drag you through the dirt, girl. And when nobody's around, they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes first.
Pain you're going through, so you don't. Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Serving your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God Almighty, coming to you humble tonight, God, as I know how, God, no fashion, form, no show, God, but come, God, to reverence you, God, and to give you the glory, God. I repent, Father God. I ask for your forgiveness, God. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and create in me a clean heart. Renew that right spirit within thee, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, for you are able, God, to do all things exceedingly in abundance and above all that we ask or we think. Lord, I come to you just as I am tonight, God. Heavy heart, God, I come to you, God, to ask, Lord, for your divine healing, your divine strength, God. Lord, I come to you, God, to ask, Lord, that you would look down upon AJ and the squad tonight, God. Look down on Mr. Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God, and look down upon Queen's Court tonight, God. And each and every member, God, whatever that they stand in the need of, God, whether it's pain, God, that they're experiencing, God, in their bodies, God, whether they're going through stress, oppression, depression, panic attack, anxiety attack, or just going through difficulties and situations that is at hand, God, that we only know that, God, that you have the strength, God. You told us in your word, God, that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble. And you knoweth them that trust in you, God. And, Lord, we're leaning and we're dependent and we're trusting you, as you told us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, God. Trust in the Lord with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. Lord, we lean it on you to direct our path tonight, God. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the body is to be present with you, God. And, Lord, some of us going through the loss of loved ones, family members, God, friends, Father God, neighbors, community, God, are just people in general, God, that death has came, God, and took their life, God, and those, God, that has been shot and killed, God, in various places on their jobs, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for some in strange reason, God, so many strange things that are going on. But Lord, I ask God in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you continue to be our guiding light and be that driving force in our life. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep our children and our children's children, our neighbors, our community, our church family, God, our leaders, God, all over the land, God. I ask that you keep them in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, and we thank you, God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time. You have granted us that serenity to accept the things we cannot change. You have given us the courage to change those things that we can and given us the wisdom to know the difference, God. And, Lord, we count it already done, God, because we know, God, without you, we can do absolutely nothing. We thank you, Father God, for breathing upon us, God, breathing into our nostrils. Once again, God, in that our heart began to elevate, our heart began to make rhythms and beats, God, and we give you all the glory and give you all of the praise, God, because without you, God, we can do absolutely nothing. We can't even walk and talk on our own, Lord. We can't do anything, God, because all things come from you, Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you keep me, God. Lord, keep me strong, God. Keep me, Father God, with knowledge, will, and give me what to say, God, to my family, God, in the name of Jesus. You know, God, you are my God, and like, I can't do anything without you. But, God, you give me what to say to them, God, to encourage them, God, to pick up their cross and follow after thee, God. You are our strength, God. As we preparated, God, to lay our sister to rest on tomorrow, God, only like you know how, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to look down upon my nieces and nephews, God, and look down upon my other siblings, God, their hearts are all torn, God, but we know, God, that you have all power, God, and you make no mistakes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we ask, Lord, that you be our strength, God. Get us through it, God, in the name of Jesus. And every day there, another day afterward, God, to strengthen us, God, that we're able to smile because you have smiled upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the 75 years, God, that you've given her. I thank you for the 75 years that you've given her husband, God. And I ask, Lord, that you continue to strengthen him where he's weak at, God. Build him up where he's torn down, God. As he walked through that house, God, and feel the spirit of his wife, God, I know, God, that you're able to do it, God. My nieces and nephews, her grandbabies and great-grandbabies and her great-great-grandbabies, God, I know that you're able to do it, God. Above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, when you call my sister Aretha, God, you call a worker, a servant, God, in the military for you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and no other help that we know, but all of our help coming from thee. Lord, I ask that you continue to touch each and every one of my sisters in Christ. And here, God, whatever that they stand in need of, you bless them above all that we ask or think. You know what they need, God. And, God, you know those that trust you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for you're able, God, to do it all. Lord, continue, God, to strengthen Uncheckable, God, as she get prepared, God, to go to school, give her the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, God. Do it for her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you continue to be her guiding light. You continue, God, to open up her ears, God, that she's able to hear, God, and she's able to run this race, God. And, Lord, we thank you that we don't let our past define our purpose for our future to keep us moving forward, God. I ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to look down upon, Father God, each and every program, every nonprofit organization, God, that you have your hands in it, God, and you bless it the way that you want to bless it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we cut this thing down, Lord. I ask that you bless every speaker tonight, everyone that has a mouth, God, that can speak, God. I ask that you bless them above all that we ask for things. Bless each part member, God. And I ask, Lord, that you continue to massage Mr. Six Eyes' heart, God, for this was the first year he went without his mom, God. But you know, God, what he stands in the need of, God. So you meet every need, God, according to thy will. Don't forget Sister Destiny Marie's, Father God, and to raise you, God. Don't forget them, God, but continue to strengthen them, God. God, Father God, continue to touch those, God, that got lost loved ones, those homeless, those cold and naked out there, God, that's laying in old abandoned buildings, old abandoned house, garbage cans, God, eating from the garbage can, God. You are that God tonight, God. God, and you can manifest thyself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for every church, God, that opened a door, God, to feed those that were hungry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every pastor, every minister, every workman, Father God, every missionary, every evangelist, Father God, the fivefold ministry. Bless them above all that we ask and think, Father God. And Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Bless those that's traveling, God, to, from, far, and near, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep your hedges of protection around them in the airways, byways, trailways, bicycling, or walking, God. Lord, and look down upon those families, God, that lost their loved one in Walmart, God, in the name of Jesus. The youngest was 16, God, but I know, God, that you're able, God, to strengthen their family, God. They are, God, trying to provide, God, and make a way, God, and Lord, they were going to Satan, God, to touch their lives, God, but you know all about it, God, and the 22, God, that was killed at Walmart, God. Bless them above all that we ask, I think, as well, God. Bless their family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, for no other help that we know, all of thy help cometh from thee, God. And we give you the glory, we give you the praise, God. Lord, and I tell you, thank you, God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And continue, God, to bless me going out, bless me coming in. Lord, and I ask, Lord, that you bless each and every one of us financially, spiritually, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, God. And every appointment, every doctor's appointment, God, every procedure, do it for them, God, like only you can. And, Lord, we count it already done, God. And, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you continue to lay hands upon Lady Bug tonight, God, such in a special way, God. I ask, Lord, that you continue to rejuvenate her, rejuvenate her, God, and continue to let your healing hands lay upon her tonight, God. And don't forget Johnny, God. Continue to strengthen that man of God even the more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you call them babes, God. But you, God, you lay your healing hands upon thee and bless them above all that we ask of them. Bless our children, children, children. Bless them. And we give it all to you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Don't forget Ayana. Don't forget Mahogany, God. Don't forget all of your children, children, God. Don't forget Brother AJ, children, God. Touch him in a special way, God. Continue to manifest him, God. Continue to strengthen him, God. And continue to build him up, God. God, in a profound manner, God, we thank you. And bless all of our children, 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 even not our biological, but those, God, that we take ownership, God, that we take care, God, in the name of Jesus, bless them. And we count it already done. In your son, Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Vandas Clayton.
Thank you for a beautiful opening. That was awesome.
God.
All right.
I'm going to say thank you to Queen. I want to say thank you to Two Piece, Uncheckable, and Evangelist Clayton. And once again, everybody, good evening and welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Network.
Right. Queen will start to take unmute your mics. Please press your ones
press
if you want to be heard. Please press your one.
Mm-hmm.
For those who want to listen, we appreciate you showing your participation. Thank you for showing up tonight.
718, your mic is open.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello, everyone. How you all doing?
Oh, we're good.
Hello,
we're good.
Everybody.
It's going to take a minute to unmute everybody, but good evening. Good evening. As you come off mute, please, if you want to say hello, please say hello. We'll get to introductions in a second, in a moment.
I got everybody.
That is what is up. Once again, good evening, everyone. And as we always do in the beginning, we do our wellness checks. Mental health is a very important thing. There's a lot going on in the world, so we do our buddy checks. And as always, we let the queens, we let the women, the ladies begin.
Good evening again, everybody. Welcome, and we're so glad you are here. This is the Queen from North Carolina, and I just want to say, first of all, thank you guys for spending your Friday night with us. And it's been a week. a different week, but there was some good things about it. I got my 6-week test. For you guys that don't know, I am in online classes at school, and I got my test results for this 9 weeks, or this 6 weeks, and and I know, I thank God for a sound mind at this age, so that's important. It's very important. It's never too old to learn. But out of 1,000 points, I got 967. So I did get an A in this class.
Mm-hmm.
So now my GPA is a 3.8, so I'm proud of that. So continue
all right
to
now.
My strength. Thank you. And other than that, life is good. It is what it is. It could be better. It could be worse. But I thank God it's as well as it is. So
mm-hmm.
I'm complete.
Thank you.
205, your mic is open. Go right ahead, next queen.
Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton. And I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I tell you one thing for sure. I thank God for being here with you guys tonight. Amen. I thank God for being
Amen.
Here with AJ and the squad. Means court. You are so important to me. And I thank God, amen, for hearing that beautiful voice that came on from the 718. I thank God for hearing your voice
yes,
tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, the songwriter says, you are my strength. You are my strength. And I tell God, thank you, amen, for your encouragement, your prayer that goes up for me and my family. And I get prepared to lay my sister to rest tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And I tell you one thing for sure and two things we know. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And I tell God, thank you for who he is. My sister had a long journey. Amen. And she died in Christ. And I'm grateful and I'm humble to the Lord. Amen. I'm grateful she knew who God was. Amen. But I tell you, it hurts. It really, really hurts. It hurts. You know, and people tell you, oh, you know, you just pray and trust God. I am a believer, and I trust God. But I'm also human, and God knows that we're human, and we have pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts me when people come along and say, I know how you feel. I know. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
You don't know how I feel. You don't know how I feel. I don't know how you feel. If you lost a loved one, your son, your daughter, amen, your sister, your brother, I can say that I sympathize with you, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes mm-hmm. grievances different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes grievances different. Love, people die because they love their loved one, and they have nothing, amen, and they say that they have nothing to live for. But until we catch hold, amen, and know who our strength, amen, and who brings us through, amen, who is with us at all times, never to leave you, never to forsake you. Man, see, man will leave you. God won't leave you. And people say, I know how you feel. No, you don't. You don't know how I feel. You don't know my pain. You don't know my pain.
Right.
And I wouldn't wish my pain upon nobody. I wouldn't
right.
wish my pain upon nobody. But I know we
yeah.
got to leave here. I know we got to leave here. We got a birthday and we got an expiration date. So don't
right.
none of us know our expiration date. But one thing for sure, we're going to check out here. We're going to
right.
check out here and just hope that the other side that we check in on, that we have gotten it right. We have gotten it right on this side. Amen. To God be the glory. One thing for sure, amen, you can fool man some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time.
At
so
all.
You're going to
mm-hmm.
check out here. I don't care what you got. I don't care how long you had. I don't know how it's cost, silver, gold, bank accounts, significant, whatever the case may be. You can't take none of that with you. I look around and I see all this land that my mother home is on. I see the land that my sister home is on. I see the land that my other sister land is on. My baby sister that died from COVID-19 two years this year. Amen. And I see all the land. I see a home where her daughter done remodeled the home and done beautiful things. All of that's beautiful in its own content. But came none of that You can't take none of that into the kingdom of God. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
May the life you live speak for you. The life that you live is not your own. The love that you give is not your own. It belongs to Christ Jesus. We're already bought with the price. We're already bought with the price. But as I lay my sister to rest in my, amen, I have two other brothers, two other sisters under me. I'm the oldest one now. And everybody looked down for me, Pastor Clayton. And I just asked the Lord to help me to carry the torch. Help me not to throw in. Help me not to give up. But help me to run this race. I made a choice to serve the Lord. I made a choice for God that I live and for God that I'm going to die. I made a choice. Amen. When I turned my life over, see, God took me from the street. And God remade and reshaped me all over again. So I'm grateful. And my mentor tonight, amen, I'm hurt. But one more day tomorrow is a laying down of my sister. My sister died last Friday morning. This is a Friday night right here. And I thought about it today, all day. But she looking beautiful laying in that casket. But I can't get up. I can't blow breath in her. But I give God the praise for what he had given us these many years that she spent with us and you know, spanked her, spanked me, you know, tore me up, tore my hands up, doing my hair. And I used to grab my hair because it was so long and thick. And she would hit my hand with the comb because she was comb braiding my hair, that same sister. But I give God the glory. It made me a better woman. Made me who I am. Amen. Learning is a journey that we're on. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God, amen, for, again, the squad, my family. Here, you all are special to me. You just don't know what you mean to me. I thank God for 6 Hours Radio as a whole. Each and every one of your special and unique place. I thank God for each and every one of you for being my strength. You being my strength, encouraging me on a day-to-day basis, checking on me, amen, sending cards and your token of love, amen, to help out on food and drinks and water and whatever the case may be. I thank you for that. Though that done it, I give God the praise. I give God the glory, and I thank God. I don't care if it was $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $10. I thank God for each and every one of you in your special and unique place. And, you know, just listen to those cards being read. Those cards are so special. And I give God the glory and I give God the praise for each and every one of you. Y'all just continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to run this race and I continue to carry the torch. I continue to hold up the banner. Amen. And I continue to hold up my nieces and nephews and my brother-in-law. My sister and my brother-in-law have been together for 48 years. 48 years. And he said, my rock. I don't have my rock no more. So he haven't eaten. They had to kind of like force him to eat something. But he's just pitiful. He's just pitiful now. But I know my God will strengthen him. I know my God is going to bring him out. You know, and I tell them, I say, you think about the good, the laughter that you and Aretha had. You think about that all those years and those babies now. You got to be here for those babies. You got to be here for those babies. But, you know, sometimes those that been together so long, they feel like they have nothing else to live for. But you got so much to live for, so much to live for. So I ask you all to pray for my brother-in-law. Pray for my brother-in-law. His name is Sam. And I'm sure to just call out Sam's name every now and then. If the Lord lays him on your heart, call out his name for strength. And I said, Lord, just continue to strengthen him and that he will continue to carry the torch for the children and the grandbabies and the great-grandbabies to be their strength. Because we need each other. I need you. And you need me. And we're a great big part of this body of Christ Jesus. So y'all continue to pray for Pastor Clayton. God love y'all.
Absolutely.
Love it on you all. Be blessed, everyone. And I'm completed.
Thank you.
Amen. bless you. Any other queens?
Yes. This past
Hi.
Sunday, I just turned 58, November 20th, and my mental
Happy
is...
Birthday.
I thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday. You will tell us your name, where you calling from.
This is Yay. Lorraine from Queens, New York. Miss Lady. Queen, all right. And my mental is... I had an enjoyable time with my family on yesterday. Yes, I ate. I danced. They got me up to dance. I was just fiddling with my pocketbook. I said, my mother said, no, put that pocketbook down. Get on up here. So I got up here, danced with them. And I was just smiling and having a good time all the way. And also, I need your prayers for my aunt. She is in the hospital right now. They're not sure if she had a stroke or a breakdown or a mental breakdown or something. I have no idea. And this is a woman who helped my grandmother raise me from a little girl. So this, I think, please, if you could keep her up. Her name is Loretta. Keep her up in prayer for me, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Other than that, everything is blessed and beautiful, and the Lord is my strength and my shield. And without him,
right.
I am nowhere. I can't do nothing, and I let him guide me every day of my life. You know, forever, whatever has come for me, I just pray to have the Lord Jesus just to bound it up. So I've been going
Amen.
Through something each week, if it was not the cat bite, if it wasn't the slip disc. And now I have something going on with my sinuses now. So I says, well, with all of this hitting me, I must be doing something right or something's about to happen that is going to be good, you know.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Before our next queen speak, I just want to say that Miss Uncheckable had to leave. She goes through a lot in November and December, some personal situations that happened in her life, and she just didn't want to put a burden on the show or ruin the show. Those were her exact words, and like we told her, as much as you give to us, you couldn't ruin our show. You are a big part of our show. So I just want to send her our love. Our memories, our thoughts, our prayers are with her, and as she getting ready to start school, so it's evident she's got to get her mind clear and get herself right, so she had to step off the broadcast, but she sends her love and her prayers with us as we send ours back to her. So, Ms. Uncheckable, if you are still listening, we love you, we miss you, and you know you'll always be here with us, and we wish you the best, baby.
Check.
Amen.
The other queens out there, there's a few new people come in. If you want to talk, just press 1. Any other queens on the panel want to talk tonight? Up. We got
somebody trying to be heard.
The mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. I just thank God for my being here
Good
today.
Good evening.
Thank God
Hi.
For my being here today, and hope you guys all have a happy Thanksgiving. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless.
Absolutely. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, please, if you don't mind?
Miss Mary Logan, all the way from Tyler, Texas.
Thank you for being a part of us tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
Miss Logan.
Let me see. We got a 336. Your mic is open, 336.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. This is Mrs. Pride and Joy. And my mental is being kind of crazy because I never had to, you know, like anything with my eyes, but my eyes have really been bothering me this week. And not as far as like allergies. And it's the first time that I had to really rub my eyes for they really are doing something this week. But I thank God. I thank God for my eyes, you know. I thank God that I have eyes, you know. Thank God. Thank God for what he's doing for me. And I'm going to keep on pushing and keep on moving. And, you know.
That's right.
My mentor is always great and awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more women, queens? Any more ladies?
Any more queens? Any more queens? All right, moving on to our kings.
Kings in the building, men in the building.
Well, I am the Godfather, calling from Birmingham, Alabama. And my mental is kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of depressed about the shooters and stuff that's going on at the Walmarts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I had a nice Thanksgiving. I was grateful to be here, and I was so grateful to be here with my family. And above all, I must say, how sweet it is.
That part right there.
You better have to said it. You was going to get it.
Dollar tip jar. Dollar in the tip jar.
On your side and AJ, they dangerous.
Yeah, you better say, I know.
Any other kings would like to talk tonight?
Well,
everybody has
hello?
To say.
I think somebody's back there trying to be heard. Go right ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing? This is Two-Piece from South Carolina. Memphis is doing great, you know. Like I say, bingo, and hey, just like that, straight like that. It's been a bingo week for me. Like I'm hitting the lottery and the jackpot each and every day. Wonderful Thanksgiving. Ate so much. I know y'all call me greedy, so yeah, I ate and ate. I looked like I was having like 15 elephants one time. But fell asleep at the table. Still didn't pick that thing. Put a little, you know, what you call it, the yams on my eyes. Time I got yammy eyes and stuff. But, you know, it's been a fun week for me. You know, ain't got nothing to complain about. Very thankful for everything that God been doing in my life. So, you know, without my bad, I wouldn't know my good. And not my good, it just won't be like icing on the cake for me. So, you know, everything I go through that's bad and it's good is all about God getting the glory for every part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything bad is a test of my faith for him putting me through. So I thank him for everything he put me through in my life. I'm thankful to this wonderful squad and, you know, and everybody. You know, thankful for support. I'm thankful for all the fans that come and listen to us every day and support us and by listening and spreading the word. So everybody on Facebook and Six Eyes Radio Network, everybody, Mr. Six, for, you know, presenting the opportunity. Thank you, AJ, enough for choosing me to be a part of this wonderful squad and everybody I work for. So I'm just happy to give people laughter, you know, all my different voices and talents that I use to, you know, special call that I got. So, you know. So I'm looking forward to more shows.
And
always be hotter and hotter.
I promise you.
All right. So that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Y'all crazy. I'm going to tell my children about you. I'll tell my daughter.
Sometimes I just don't know who we're talking to.
That's right.
But that's okay. They're all welcome.
Yeah, I pull up about 40 now. I pull up about doing the show.
Many more men.
I'm
going to
be about 30 on now. I'm coming out having a full conversation. I want me to, man. And I say that for the other time. People think I'm crazy.
Just let them lay down and rest. It'll be okay.
This mental ain't right.
Got a couple of numbers to have. If you remember, if you want to talk, just press 1. Any more men? Any more men? Any more?
I guess that leaves me then, huh? Clean up.
Oh.
AJ, calling from Cleveland. Evangelist Clayton says something very important. And this week has been a self-reflecting week for me as I grow and as I mature. And I'm taking on a new adventure. I'm having to find myself be very humble, practicing on my patience, striving not to be agitated or stressed or frustrating. And I found myself literally walking around the entire week like, God grant me serenity, said things I cannot change, courage, and the wisdom to know. And like, I'm just literally just keep saying it. And at a moment during the week, I stopped and I realized, like, I was going through some things, and I was conflicted a little bit with my emotions, you know, with anger, with confusion, with feeling lost. And like I said, it came to a point where I had to listen to the words that I was saying. Me being angry or mad or upset or feeling confused was not helping me in a positive way. And so me had to have a conference with me. He said, okay, listen, I get all this. I understand all this. But this is not a solution to what you consider a problem. And so I said, well, what do I do about that? Well, you've been saying it all week. God grant me the serenity to accept what I cannot change. Mm-hmm. It's not about courage for me. I have found my courage. That is my personal opinion. But it all comes down to the wisdom, me learning and achieving more wisdom and understanding, change what I can change. Mm-hmm. And I believe that sometimes, me being me, I know God is with me everywhere, every day, all the time, but I know he tests me. He wants to throw me a curveball. He wants to see, let me see, does he really got it? Does he really understand it? Or is he going to act like he normally always used to? Because people know I have a very, well, I can have a very short fuse. I can get agitated, I can get upset, I can get pissed. You know, please don't, you know, get me to a point where, you know, I'm like off the rails, because it's hard for me to, you know, calm down. But
yes.
As I realized, me talking to myself and understanding to me, myself personally, what the serenity prayer really means to me, the problems were no longer problems. The problems started turning to solutions because I got out of my own way and I say, what can I do that's in my power to put something back on track, to fix what I feel is ailing me? And so when I calmed down, when I took the time and I got to thinking, you know, the answers came to me. So that's what this week has been about for me, just understanding that, you know, I'm, you know, my maturity, my growth and my maturity, me striving to be the man that I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying? So, and still be focused on everything else that's going on. You know, I love being on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. You know, everybody knows how I feel about my queen. I love the squad. I love the Queen's Court. And like I say, every day I am appreciative and I am thankful for everything that I have. And we were talking about that, me and my son and a few other people that I run across. And I say, people don't really listen to the word. The word is thanksgiving. And I tell my son to be thankful that you are in a position, you are in a place in your life, not only to give to yourself, but to give unto others. You know, that is the spirit of thanksgiving as I represented in my family and to my son. And so I had to remind myself that. You know what I'm saying? Be thankful that you can give yourself a peace of mind. Be thankful that you can come to a calm place, a serene place where you can figure it out. Because there are a lot of people who don't have that. They'll never have that. And so, you know, I have, you know, and knowing these things, I pray for them, but I pray for myself because I see the growth in me, and I know that my God is great. And everything is as it should be, because like we say around here, what's for me is for me. And that can't be stopped and it can't be taken from me, period. It's already scripted. It's already written. It's already done. So I focus on that. So my heart is good. My spirit is good. My soul is good. Everything that should be is perfect as it's supposed to be. And on top of that, I'm about to be a grandfather. So life is great. Life is wonderful. And I'm glad to be here with each and every one of you. With that, I am complete. Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I was so excited about that. Like, that's, you know, that's just, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful thing. And it's,
well, you got to tell
you
the
know,
truth. You
got to
be honest. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Right. And they talk about how how you love your kids, but how your love for a grandchild is so different. And I heard all my friends talk about that and how they say that. And I was like, okay, well, you know, it's just love. You know, you love your kids, you love your grandkids. But until I got my own grandson, oh, my God, it is amazing. And the depth of love I do have for him. And I love my daughter just as much, but it's a different kind of love. So I won't ever say I love him more. It's just different. And so when he told me that his son was about to have a baby, I got so excited. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a grandmama again. Like, I got something to do with it. So I thank God that he has blessed this young, beautiful couple with a child. And I can't wait to see it come in this world and the king and queen is going to be. And I'm just excited. So just keep up, prayed up. Keep the mother in great spirits. Keep the daddy humble. And we'll see what God has for
Absolutely.
It. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Do we have any more kings? Do we have any more men? Do we have anyone else who was on mute that has currently been taken off mute that would like to express their mental? Well, what about maybe pay some bills and maybe a little music?
How about that?
What do you think?
How about that? Sounds good.
Once again, everybody, welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. AJ and the Squad, the Queen's Court.
AJ and the Squad.
The special qualities that you add. And we do appreciate the qualities that you add because they are special, as are you.
All right, let's pay this bill. Thank you, guys.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are correct. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 6 Eyes.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
A beautiful song, and the words said, thank you for
was.
That, AJ, appreciate it.
And
the words said, trust me, as always. The words said, trust me, if you would just trust me. He said, I'll fight your battles if you'll just trust me. So no matter what we're going through, God has got it. God is going to win, and if we just step out of his way, and watch what he does. I didn't say let him do what he's going to do. I didn't say allow him. God does not need our permission. Just sit back and watch what he's going to do on your behalf, on your favor. Because he said, I would trust me. I'll fight your battles. Whatever you need, God's got it. And I say that because we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask a question. We know we just got past Thanksgiving. And I'm asking because I know my Thanksgiving was different. So I had to trust that God was going to make it okay for me. You know, you grow up with families on both sides and, you know, the cooking and the eating and all that. And I woke up yesterday in a solemn mood. I was missing my mother, who's been gone for a while. But I missed the pots and the pans rattling in the kitchen. I missed licking the potato salad spoon and the cookie batter spoon. And I just missed all that. And I my daughter was away at her boyfriend's, her and my grandson, and I said, wow, I'm really waking up on Thanksgiving by myself. You know, there was invitations out there, but I don't do a whole lot of people like this, especially when it comes to my food. So I said, no, I'm good. I'll go to the restaurant, order me another Thanksgiving, then I'll be okay. But it was just the fact that I was, for the first time in 55 years, I spent Thanksgiving by myself. Of course, AJ was there as much as he could be on the phone, but still, here physically, I was by myself. And I just had to sit there and say, you know, what has changed about Thanksgiving? What has changed about the world? What has changed about society, period? But although all that has changed, God remains the same. And when I needed yesterday to be okay for me, he made yesterday okay for me. Because later that evening, my daughter came up with my grandson and her boyfriend and said, Mama, I missed you this morning. You know, me and her sitting there hugging, crying, because she felt the same about her mom, but I felt about my mom. And they brought me a plate of food. It was good, too. And just in that, God still made it okay for me. You know, so I'm going to throw the question out there. If anything has changed about your holidays and your Thanksgiving, what has changed about yours, and why do you think that is so now? Anybody can take that question.
Yeah.
Once again, let's start with the queens. Let's start with the ladies. Absolutely.
You might. Before you start, baby, I got a 440 that wants their mic open. I'm so sorry. I didn't see it. 440, your mic is now open.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you said.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Please do.
Because, you know, I've gone through that when I was without my grandparents, and when they died, I was in the house alone. Can you imagine being alone after you've been raised all your life to these two people? And you were really alone, and I had to work all the time, and I was working a crazy job at a newspaper. And sometimes I do a double shift and almost fall asleep. But, you know, the Lord's been with me all the time, sweetheart.
Mm.
Now I'm married to the best husband in the world. I've been married 25 years. So
congratulations.
I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. And
right.
And you guys are so good. I had to join in and say hi. It's just really good.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate that. That means a
lot.
Thank you so much.
You want to state your name for us?
But I did want to say something. My friend needs prayer, Emily. Her ex-stepfather is now in the hospital, and they think he could die in a minute. So I just wondered if you could send me along with Emily. And she's a sweet lady. She likes to help us even grocery shopping. She's just a nice person. So I just want to see her hopefully have a miracle, and he will continue to live.
Would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Ashtonville, Ohio. Dick knows me because he used to live here.
Okay.
With Wolfgang here and Kenny Wolfgang, we do different shows throughout the week. So Kenny has his gospel bus, and I do the Bible prophecy, so you guys are your life voice. Sometimes with scriptures, I don't sound so much like a woman. I sometimes sound like a little kid. Maybe it's just the way my voice changes.
No, you definitely sound like a grown, mature,
woman,
wise woman,
old,
for sure.
You get weird.
I know this sound
is fine. We're glad to hear you.
I like Pride and Joy. AJ, I got like APL. There's, you know, a lot of people. I'm trying to learn all you guys' names on this show. So I'm trying to get them all together. I know Queen because we trained Queen. At least Kenny did. But yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Right.
Too. I know everybody's very fond of her.
Oh, thank you.
So I just wanted to give you guys a little, make a little thank you note there.
And, we appreciate you,
and
definitely.
Thanksgiving this year. And it was very nice. I had Sweetie and I had Emily here. And so we weren't really busy. I was going to have Jerry, but a lot of times he goes with his family. I might see if he could come over this weekend, though. We got way too much pie and plenty of food yet. I told Reverend Quick that him and his family could fly over and meet with us.
There you go. Bad party.
Yeah, he has the jumbo braille program. Share the wealth.
Share
the wealth. That's right.
That's right. Good food and family.
Evangelist Peyton, was you going to say something?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Go ahead. Okay.
I'm going to say this right here. You know, I remember, you know, as Queen said, the pots and the pans, licking the pots, licking the pan, the cake pan, you know, licking the potato salad pan and the sweet potato pan and all of those, the pecan pies, you know, had peeled shell pecans, stuff like that. You know, I'm a country girl. I'm straight from the farm. And I'm picking cotton and picking up pecans and cropping tobacco and forth. And so, you know, and Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving, it was a day that I had to press my way through. I had to get through it, you know, because it you know, I felt nothing. I felt absolutely. I don't know, someone got a radio or something playing in the background.
Let me just real quick, not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you can please be mindful of your background. These mics are hot and they are live and they pick up everything. So whoever you are, please, on speakerphone, in your background, if you could please mute your phone or turn your speakerphone volume down so that it won't reverb and echo over the guest speakers. Thank you. I apologize, Mr. Clay. Please continue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, and my Thanksgiving yesterday, it was Thanksgiving Day that we celebrate. But every day to me is Thanksgiving because we ought to be thankful for everything. And God has given us the breath of life, amen, and that we're able to give and to help somebody else. But my day was just not a very good day. I remember those days, Mom and Pop in them days and Grandmama in them house and Nana in them house and stuff like that. But we don't have those days now. Those days, my mom is gone, my dad is gone, my grandpa is gone, my grandma is gone, my sisters are gone, you know, my uncles and aunties, all of my mom's sisters and brothers are gone. So, you know, and they don't have Grandma's house no more. A Big Mama's house, you know, Big Mama. Everybody can go to Big Mama's house and get a tea cake. You know, I can remember the tea cakes that used to be on the plate in the cabinet. They're hiding from us. Sneak in there and get a tea cake. We don't have those things anymore. And Christmas, I'm like, uncheckable. Thanksgiving and Christmas is hard for me. Very, very hard for me. And I just have to get through it because I lost my mom. December the 15th, 10 days before Christmas. So now, you know, I lost my sister this Thanksgiving, 6 days before Thanksgiving. So these are very hard for me. And then come March, I lost two brothers back-to-back 2 weeks apart. And it's hard. It's hard for me. And I know the Lord got something greater for me. You know, I know he has something greater for me. But I just thank God that for those that was able to celebrate and enjoy and laugh and family. But I did end up with a lot of food, like I had cooked. And some more food. Some more food wanted to come. I said, no, don't bring me no more food. Don't bring me no more food. I'm
not a big person. You got all the soul food you can handle.
If you bring me some collard greens or some mustard greens or turnips, and bring me some homemade macaroni and cheese. That's all you got to bring.
Right, homemade.
Homemade. So soft stuff. Don't bring me none of that stuff.
None of the stove.
I had an awesome time. I had an awesome time with the place that my daughter and my mother-in-law sent me. She's going to send me a half a turkey. Come on now. I'm one person. Half a turkey. And I told my daughter, I said, put that in a gallon bag and a Ziploc bag and put it in the freezer. You know, put it in the freezer.
Right.
You could have put a sign in the front door, like, if you need a plate, come knock on the door. I got you.
Right.
And one of my
One
of my prayer line members made me a sweet potato pie. And then had me a red velvet cake made.
That part.
It's so good. It's so moist and so good. And she said, you can take it to Georgia if you want to. But I said, by the time you get to Georgia, I know good and well, it ain't going to even last. So my family love red velvet. It ain't going to even last. So I'm going to leave it home. I took everything else.
Right.
But I took the red velvet home. And stuff, and I'm just grateful that my plate. I think I had about 4 or 5 plates. Golly, I got plates for tomorrow and Sunday. You know, Monday. You know, just dressing the Lord, dressing, and everybody can't make dressing now.
At all.
That's right.
Not everybody.
and everybody can't make sweet potato pie.
Nope.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Potato salad, macaroni, none of that stuff.
So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the place that I got. Like, you know, I got a bunch of greens like I wanted to. I wanted a lot of greens.
And
stuff. So
I can eat a lot of greens.
So I got that, and I'm just thankful. And I'm thankful that everyone else was enjoying their family. And but that this time here, it's a very sore time for me. I just like you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord to help me get through it, you know, and just to be able to be appreciative of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Made it possible, because I knew today was coming where the viewing of my sister was going to be today, and people coming in and giving you hugs and your condolences, and then to make you cry all over again, and you know, just various things, and that in itself tires you out, and so forth. But tomorrow is the day, and I just ask the Lord to get us through it. Then we get an opportunity to view my mom on their grave, and my sisters and my brothers and my granddad and all them, because they all in a line together, and they, you know, just at my grandfather's church that my sister is going to be laid to rest at. So I'm grateful, and I tell God thank you. Just ask you all just to continue to pray for us. Amen. And the son, Mr. Willie Clayton. Amen. I'm not sure if he's going to be there tomorrow or not, but I just thank God for each and every one of you. You're on special way. Continue to pray for us, the Clayton Gardner family, the Gaines family, the Williams family. Keep us lifted up in your prayer. And I'm grateful for the food on the table, because he made it possible. He made it possible.
Amen.
So thank you. And I'm completed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody Anyone else would like to get into the hot chair? Anybody? Anybody? Don't be scared.
Again, if you want to talk, just press that one.
Come on, are you barbecue cooking people like Brother Samaj was out there in the yard?
Thanksgiving, and why you think that is? If your Thanksgiving was different, and just tell us why it was and what you think is going on now. What made your Thanksgiving different this year? If it was. And if it wasn't, what did you think before anyway?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Please.
This is on Lorraine. Yes.
Hi, Lorraine.
Okay.
Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening to you and everyone. Well, anyway, to reflections on how it was way, way back when everybody was here. Now, most of all in my family, they are long and gone now. And I reflected on, me and my mother even, you know, we were speaking together. We remember, and I remember about what her mother, how she made the homemade cornbread stuffing with the peppers and the onions, and she was known for her greens and her baked macaroni and cheese. That woman can make some, she can make some. That's who I learned by. Oh, yes, she can. And compared to what it is today, the family has gotten so small now, just only a few of us, and being that my aunt is in the hospital, too, that made it even smaller. But overall, in spite of it all, I enjoyed myself in this, like, we don't have one moment to one moment or next to next. So I was grateful for being with everyone who is still here within the living. So I says, it's not so bad. We made it anyway. We all had a good time. So, I mean, it just, the night went very, very well. It did. It was a little bit touch and go there for me because I didn't know whether or not I was going to go, because of the way I was feeling. So I just pressed on through. Friend of mine was talking to me. He told me you should really go. You know, he was working and everything. He says, well, I got to work that night, so no sense in me going anywhere. So, that's what I think about it. I think about how it was now and what is God willing, how it's going to be in the near future. But for now, I just got to live for today and enjoy today.
Right.
You know, and pray for tomorrow. You know, a lot of people are not here to see that tomorrow. So, yeah, we got to think about who we are, what we are, who we are, and who we still have that is left now. And I know it's a big old, it's a struggle sometimes to lose a loved one at this season at any time. But you know what? I always say, remember them for the funny things they said, the things that they did. That's how I remember my grandmother, about the funny things that she said and did. And it makes me smile to knowing that she's still here in a sense, just by her smile and the things that she said. And that keeps me going. No, yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And you know what?
To reflect on it? What's that?
And you know what? The young people can't cook today. They can't cook.
Not funny, but not their fault. Not their fault.
Yeah.
They didn't have homemade. They didn't have homemade.
You can teach them.
They microwave now. They microwave
everything. Yeah, they don't know how to cook.
Yeah, air fry.
So.
Air fry.
I would like to grab one of those millennials and say, what is lard? What is lard? I'll see what they come up with.
How you going to take your bra off for the dresser? How you get that? What you
doing? Right. Ask them the temperature. Ask them anything. They be hot.
Let me Google it.
That is true. They want to Google everything. Google said, cook it this way. No. Mom and them taught us how to cook.
That's right.
Mom and them cook with love. They cook with love. You can taste the
love
and eat it.
That's one thing I'm going to wait for. My oldest daughter learned how to cook, and she's a very good cook. And Savannah, she's going on that line, too. She's a good cook, too. And Cyan, my son, he learned how to cook from his wife. And, you know, he watched me, too. So they're pretty good cooks, my children are.
Mm-hmm. But that's a nice.
And you talking about your son cooking. You know, it's sexy when a man know how to cook. That is
that's right.
Thing. When a man can look
apron around him.
I tell him, boy, you better learn how to cook.
My brothers, and they are awesome.
You better learn how to cook some.
Okay, good.
I can go to Mr.
If you don't know how, you better go get some cooking lessons or something.
Right.
Y'all could go to Mr. Dundee Davis' house that was on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, baby.
So he laid
baby.
It out, huh?
Yes, well, he laid it out. He laid it out.
Well, I hope y'all posted y'all Thanksgiving on the Facebook page. Now, I want to see all the turkeys and the hams and the puddings and the pies and the cakes.
I want to see everything
I
everybody
I want to see
eat.
All that on the Facebook page.
All
that.
Tuckerware bowls and then coming to my house.
Well, the survivors out in
the
yard,
the thing,
they
when you
and they were playing music and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You post your stuff on
I
Facebook.
I hope some
of
y'all went
now,
live.
All,
I told y'all, go live
right.
And post. Go live and post.
I ain't a little bit
now
more trained.
Let's break down the Facebook.
Turn that camera sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you had
to,
you know, unbuckle and unsnap and untuck, it's okay. We get it. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Like, what are they talking about?
But now there's, Facebook posting rules when it comes to your food. Now, first of all, you can't post it on no paper plates. You just can't do that.
Okay.
Unless they're the good ones.
Post your
Dixie,
kitchen.
The Dixie kind.
Right.
The Dixie kind. The heavy,
Your kitchen got to be halfway straightened up. Now, if your food's still in the kitchen, you can't have dirty dishes. Go ahead and clean the dishes. Because my mama always said, you clean while you cook. You clean while you cook.
I was about to say that. They don't even know that.
I keep my roaches
cold. That's what I do. Clean as I'm cooking.
But if all your food right there, all your dishes still in the sink.
You don't want some big spiders coming down to the food.
So those are some of the Facebook rules for posting your food. And make sure it looks like what it's supposed to be. Don't let me say, oh, that looks like some good dressing with mashed potatoes. Don't do that.
Don't tell me that's a real turkey when it's really tofu. I'm just saying.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody would try to give me a tofu
I
want
to see somebody
turkey. You have a problem.
I don't want no plastic pie sitting up on the table.
I don't want to call you out here.
What'd you say, Bandage Clayton? You were kind of low, sweetie.
I tried to enjoy what all that food they had. All that food they had.
Oh, I could imagine. Mm-hmm. Could imagine. I'm hearing some spreads. Man. I'm hearing some major spreads going on.
Yeah, I think she had them chitlins over there.
Oh, no. You
nope.
Messed
nope.
Up.
No, we don't eat chitlins.
I hated it. We didn't have the food.
My niece had the food. She had to work at 4 o'clock this morning. So she cooked, but she brought the food around there because she had to be to work so early. So.
And I know a lot of people love chitlins, but I ain't one of them.
I ain't gonna pay that amount they were talking about.
Man,
a bucket of chicken costs like $60 in the store. I laugh my head off. Keep going.
Then when you clean a bucket from the store, you ain't getting nothing but a quarter of a bucket back.
That's right. I remember.
Water and a little bit of intestine.
And you say, where the chitlin at? You didn't clean them. There's hardly nothing there. Not like it was way back
that's
when.
That's
the bucket by the shell like my auntie.
Just kind of make up for it.
You put that bucket on the counter, that ball off, that would be $63. I say, for what?
For what?
For what?
For two servings of chitlin?
$63.
Two servings. Oh, my God.
No, he said one two bird? Spoonfuls and a fork on the side. Oh.
Because
you
got
to eat
chitlins
so you'd be able to taste it.
Dang. I told her I gave my word I was going to buy the bucket of chitlins for her. Boy, I died. What's wrong with that food? I think about 9 characters came out of Nesto.
Don't buy the pre-clean ones because they're going to still have to be clean. So don't waste your time.
I promise you, they're going to be clean.
I promise you,
guys.
Right, don't waste your time.
I've heard stories.
How about these children today? They be ready by house. You can have any one of them.
Right.
You can't clean no chitlins.
You
can't
be eating none of them owl chitlins.
The bug and throw in the pot.
You're somewhat sick.
You clean and cook chitlins outside. You don't bring that inside to the school.
I like to have me some homemade fried corn, but please take the hair out of it. Don't leave the hair in the fried corn.
Not the hair.
Right.
People
right.
do that all the time.
You want the bald-headed corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the
little
half
the husk.
You push the button where it says, what the beep?
Yeah. You know, when you're cleaning the corn, when you're going to pull the shucks out of it, all
the
stuff, get that stuff out of there.
You still got the hair.
Ain't
got
a lawsuit or something?
Not no human hair, not human with the hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, when you pull the shucks off and then that
come in between the shucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pull that stuff out of there.
Yeah, when you're pulling it off the cob. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to love the shuck corn.
Me too.
I don't know. It was fun playing with all that stringy stuff. And then you get in trouble because your mom would come in and be like, boy, we don't clean all that.
On the floor. You got it everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, but when you pulled the stock down, it just all popped out. I was like, what is this?
That's
all right. Any other Thanksgiving memories anybody have?
Anybody?
Are you all familiar with Brunswick stew?
You say, because your phone is kind of low. You said
Brunswick
stew. That's the mama used to make out of the Brunswick is made with the hog head, it has the, they put the macaroni and tomatoes and all the chicken.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I want that Evangelist Clayton.
Right.
Is that anything like sauce meat?
Makes up a
book. Exactly.
Anything like sauce meat? Because we call it up here in the Midwest, we call it sauce meat. That's what we call it.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Oh, no. Almost touched
the hot No.
Listen, I don't like it how it tastes, nor how it smells, but once you Google it and you understand what it is, God bless y'all. God bless y'all.
A lot of people don't know about hash.
I know it's good with hot sauce and crackers, so I've heard, but yeah, like chillin's, not for me.
Yeah.
And they love it. Like, we had a specialty store up here where you went to that store just for that sauce meat. You had the mild and you had the hot.
Yeah.
I recommend getting them out of that. Well, burn
you. Yeah, my grandfather used to have it all the time in the house when he was around. He used to make cha-cha too.
What is cha-cha?
Not like that.
What
is that? Yeah. So that in with some greens? Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is it? What is cha-cha?
Or some pinto beans?
What is that?
Cha-cha. Let's see how he made it with onions and what else did he put in it? If I can remember.
Like
I mean, is it
sauce?
Meat? Is it a vegetable?
It's like a,
is it, kind what of
spicy
is it
like? Like?
Yeah, it's
what
like
kind
a
meat?
Sauce he would make with onions,
some hot
peppers, and
it.
Yeah,
what
hot
kind of
peppers
meat
and all that
in
it. I don't think
what
he put meat
in there.
There's no meat in it.
No,
like
no meat.
Tomatoes,
in it.
Vegetables,
make it,
like,
yeah, stuff like that.
Like I said, you make it hot.
Yeah.
It's like a little dip, like a little sauce you pour on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Is it anything like Rotel? Is anything like Rotel dip? I'm just asking.
No, because Rotel is very, very good.
Oh, yes, Rotel,
like
yes.
With that.
My Rotel, get you on.
What is Rotel? What's that?
What's that?
I don't know what they call it down there, what they have, but up here it's Rotel. And it's like you melt it down with a lot of cheese and it has different things that come in it, and you literally just add meat, spicy meat, whatever you want, ground pepper, hot sausage. I put hot sausage in mine, but like I said, you can make nachos with it. You can do all kinds of things with it, but just put some chips in it. So put a Dorito, a Frito scoop in it, a Tostito.
Need it with the scoop.
It's all you need.
It's like a dip.
Yeah, it's like a cheesy dip. And they got different kinds, but oh, my goodness.
I like spinach dip.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah,
and
like
guacamole dip. I like that.
avocado.
And they had a pimento dip we used to eat. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Guacamole.
I love cottage cheese. I don't like it. I love cottage cheese. I know people that love cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese. I would look at it and can't eat cottage cheese. I just look at it like cottage cheese. I love my cottage cheese and peaches. Oh yeah. I'll get it. And that blue cheese. Pineapple and cottage cheese, that's good. I'll do the pineapple without the cottage cheese. Now, all right.
You know, can we swap out that for maybe a little champagne, a pineapple mimosa? You can keep the cottage cheese.
What you say, Evangelist Clayton?
I said, we used to have that in school, the pineapple with the cottage cheese and the peaches and stuff with the cottage cheese on it.
That is so good. It is.
Y'all can have that. Right, that part. You can have
y'all
mine.
Having
here, go.
That,
you
we
want
just
here?
Gonna have another song while y'all having that, because that's
okay.
Godfather had some neck bone soup.
Listen, I love pinto beans and I love neck bone. My number one meal with soul food. The gentleman that cooks for Patty LaBelle,
his dad stays in Birmingham, Alabama, where Godfather stays, and they gave something to Godfather. And Godfather said it was so good.
I want some of that right now. Egg bones, pinto beans, and greens, cornbread, hot sauce is going down.
So my mom used to always, when we had cabbage or cornbread, or green cabbage or greens as cornbread, she never used a spoon. She always took her fingers and broke off a piece of cornbread and scooped up the cabbage with the fingers.
Exactly. The same way I do it. I eat it that way, too.
Full finger, full, real cornbread, you stop it up just like that.
Yep. The way I eat mine.
Ain't been no fork and spoon for you.
Yes, honey.
You better pick that cornbread up and bring it together with your hands.
My mama used to make that egg bread. Y'all remember that egg bread our mama used to make back in the day, the egg bread? Oh, my God. That was some
egg bread? What's that?
Yeah, egg bread. Cornbread. It just used to be yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And then she used to cook the whole cake on top
bread.
Of the stove.
Oh, man, whole cake. My grandfather used to make those.
Whole cake cornbread.
Now, we had sweet water cornbread. But we had some sweet water cornbread from time to time.
That's sweet water cornbread. That's what it do. What do you call them? Hot cakes before they were hot cakes.
Right.
Right.
Blue pancakes right there at the country.
Yeah.
I see you got some new callers in. Would any of you guys like to talk? If so, press 1.
Absolutely. Join. Say hello. Tell us where you're calling from, who you are.
And I want to just let everybody know, we talked about this last week. Our show runs from 9 to 11. Sometimes we go over in our bonus hour. But if you leave before 11, you can't call back in after 11. If you're in here at 11, you're welcome to stay. But if you hang up and your phone go dead or whatever, you try to come back, you can't call back in after 11. So just make sure you come in, your phone's charged up, you got your snacks, all that, because once you cluck out and it's 11 o'clock, you won't be able to get back in.
Thank you.
Nope.
You're welcome.
I have to
let everybody else know that, too.
Yeah, because I had a few people that I had to be aware of.
I had a couple of phone calls with some very angry people like, hey,
what happened? Mm. I said, well, you tell me what happened. And I said, well, that's what happened. At 10:59, the doors are locked. The security alarm come on.
That's right. Doors are locked.
In or you
good,
out.
Better than that.
Once you're in, you're in.
All right.
I'm go back and listen to this.
Get my other phone.
On Facebook.
Well, my king, you want to go get that for us?
Mm-hmm.
Throw that out there a little bit. Thank you.
I already done.
He's so good at that.
I
want to thank everybody for being here with us. We got a few more things we want to talk about, but sit back and relax, and we're glad you're here. Everybody seems to be in good spirits. That's definitely a plus. Everything's going on. Never know how you're going to be from one day to another. And again, if you want to talk, press that one.
Definitely don't know.
He's got something really special for us. Uh-oh, don't you need to be in bed, little boy?
Right.
You be in bed.
Here is my dad.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Grateful.
thank you, AJ. You about had me jump up off my feet over here. You can't be nothing but grateful. I don't Ooh. Care what you're doing, how you're doing it, when it's being done. You can't be nothing but grateful. And if God doesn't do anything else, He's already done more than enough. And I thank Him. I know I ain't in no mansion on the hill, and I ain't driving the most expensive car, but I'm not sleeping under a rock. I'm not in a box. I'm in the warmth. I'm in the heat. And as hot as it is,
Amen.
I thank God for it. But I'm just saying, yes. things could
that
be better,
part.
Things could show up, be a lot worse. So, honey, I thank
That's
God
right.
things
yes.
are as well as they mm-hmm. are. Ooh, and I
yes.
can't wait to see God make it even better, because I know my God is good to me. My God promised He'd never
right.
leave me nor forsake me. My God promised
like
to take care of me.
That's it.
And I hold my daddy to His word, and I go to him from time to time, Daddy, look now, you say
right.
you was going to take mm-hmm. care of me. You said, but God also said, I told you to obey me. I told you to obey, be mm-hmm. obedient.
Right.
And when you did,
right.
you see what happened? Okay, so
bad
we can't
part.
Sit back and think it all. We got parts that we got to do ourselves. So I thank
right.
you for being grateful. I thank God to know that I am grateful. And, ooh, yeah. Ooh, wait a minute. Let me get this 4-4. Mm. 4-4, your mic is not open,
faith,
baby.
Faith,
go
faith,
for
faith
it.
Faith without work. Faith without work.
Ooh. 4-4, your mic is open, baby, if you want to talk. Mm. If not,
actually,
thank
I
you
just
for
wanted
being
to sing a song
today.
For you.
Absolutely,
okay.
go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Okay, it's for Thanksgiving. Okay.
Okay, go
okay,
right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Appreciate you. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for giving my soul Thy sight, salvation so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for giving me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free.
It didn't have nothing to do with the pilgrims and the Indians, but I thought we'd have fun.
Oh, no, we definitely appreciate
thank
you for that. Thank
appreciate
you so much.
It.
That was
God
nice.
Bless.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, Six actually did our album a long time ago, Six Eyes, and he knows how good he is. I already told him that. But the guy can really produce. I mean, he could produce albums like this.
Okay.
And
we
have
heard.
One called
we
Sacrifice of Praise and Clearly Spoken. And we're thinking about doing a Christmas album, but I don't know when we're going to get out there, because now my friend that needs prayer, Emily, again, her ex-stepfather is dying right now. So
wow.
we don't know when or what's going to happen. Yeah, but we would like to practice and maybe do something maybe in our studio, and we'll send it out. Or it would have been nice if she could have, but I don't know how things are going to go with her. But she said if he does pass, she don't know. She loves
well,
the Lord, but she has a lot of problems right now. She needs to be prayed for, but you're a depression. So
yeah.
just
we
pray that she'll
keep
be okay, because she does love the Lord.
Absolutely, and that's most important. And if there's anything we can do here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, Adrian and the Squad or the Queen's Court, please let us know. If it's nothing but a voice and a platform, please let us know.
Yeah, I love you guys. You're all so nice. I like the King and Queen's Court. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I love the Queen's Court, too. It's beautiful. Absolutely
I like
beautiful.
The King.
Oh, I bet they're just as pretty as they sound, huh?
Yes, so I've heard.
We have nice voices. I thought, you know, maybe we'll all sing sometime together. We could all, like, start out with the green,
they
bun,
can carry
brown,
a tone.
Red,
they can carry a tone.
We'll have to down the scale, you know.
You better know it, of course.
I promise you, they can
and
all carry a tone.
We gotta have some fun, darling.
Absolutely, you gotta have some fun. Absolutely.
I mean, life is, you know. In our case, my grandfather lived to be 99, so he lived a long time. Me, I'm already 63 and hope to live past
good
100.
Good segue.
But I get a feeling Jesus is coming long before I get that far.
Right.
This world's going really crazy.
Yes,
I think the Lord's getting ready to step out and come on that eastern sky and say, I'm coming to get you. Mm-hmm. I really think he's got half the rap.
We better get right then before we get left, huh?
Mm-hmm. Gonna be a beautiful thing.
I love my hair.
Get your house in order.
That would be a blessing.
Oh, yeah. 3, 5, and 6. I just like to have a little fun, you know, praise the Lord.
Absolutely, and we all like
to
have fun.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And we all understand there will be a judgment day for those of us who believe in that. And you have to make that choice to be negative or to be positive. And it will make a difference. It will make a difference. What you have done with your time, and who have you helped? Who have you given back to? Have you done God's work? Have you done what you were supposed to do while you were here? And you will be held accountable for what you have done and for that you have not done. You will be held accountable for what you know you should have done and what you didn't do.
He's definitely going to ask you, too.
Exactly. There's no
everything
way around
is recorded.
Before the man wants to die, and after that, the judge.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm living with a preacher here. I know a lot of scripture because I keep hearing it from my... Sweetie, we've been married 25 years, Kenny and I.
Right. Just one second.
Right.
Just one second. I think Evangelist Clayton, her phone is really low, and I think she's trying to be heard. Evangelist Clayton, were you trying to be heard, sweetie?
Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
No. I know that her phone is real low, and I couldn't tell if she was just chiming in with everybody or if she had something to say.
Yeah, I was trying to say something. I was trying to say, you know, he ain't going to ask you, is you ready? You're going to have to
be ready.
You got to be ready. Not you because you got opportunities. We have opportunities to get our house in order. He don't mean that old building that you stayed in. He ain't come out of building that made by man's hand. He come out of building that's not made by man's hand. Do you have your house in order?
That's right.
Okay, we got to clean up where we done messed up. And we done some mess. And I raised my hand, but the Lord picked me up.
Man.
Where I done messed up at. All the way around. You know, I don't want to hide nothing. Nothing. I want it all to come out, just fall out. You know how they put dirty clothes in the closet and then you got company. You going to run and throw all the dirty stuff in the closet because you got company coming out? No, that mess going to fall out. So it's time
that
to get
part,
our house.
Right.
So we don't know.
That's right.
We don't know.
Right.
This afternoon, tonight ain't promised to none of us.
You will not know if the day nor the time.
No,
nope,
you will not.
Right.
Even
that is
in heaven,
he always
know.
Ready, so.
Yeah.
That's what he said, Queen. Be ready.
Be always ready. That's right.
Keep on being
on
your guard.
Did you all ever hear of a book called Earth-Shaking Events, Soon Coming Earth-Shaking Events?
Who's the author?
I don't know who wrote it, but it's called Earth-Shaking Events, something about Soon Coming Earth-Shaking Events. Well, be careful. The guy writes falsehood in there because he says that we can know the day or the hour. No, it says we do not know the day or the hour before it when he comes. And so he's got some falsehood in that. Be careful of false prophets in the last days.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
A lot of them that's going to occur. Yeah, a lot of false prophets.
Yeah.
But see, if you know the word, you will know. But also, the devil can be very deceptive, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I found that out the hard way once. Yeah, when I was young, I did some real dumb things. Boy, I really did some ones that would really shock you. But the Lord was with me all the time, and now I'm 63, and he's helping me get stronger in the Lord. So,
God bless you.
Yeah, I have lots of fun.
I tell you,
I got
right
a lot of family that's saved, too, but there's some of them that aren't saved, too, so I'm worried about them.
63 again, but you still young, so you still young. And don't make it sound like 63 is old. 63 is still young and got funk.
Not even halfway. 63
years young.
That's right. You
years
young,
not old.
So stop making it sound like you old. I'm older than you. I'm way older.
Mm-mm.
So I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
And your voice sounds young, sweetheart.
Well, that's because I look to the hill to which has come all of my help. And all of my coming from the Lord.
Oh, my God. You said something that I liked a lot. There was a lady, Maya Amy Humbard, used to always sing a song about that. Rex Humbard was the one who was preaching on TV, and I accepted Christ in my room. Yeah, I was 14 years old, so you can imagine I've been saved a lot of years, but that doesn't make me all that good. I'm still goofing up like any human.
Well, we do. We do, though, but we got to get it right. We ain't got no excuse. No excuse whatsoever. Blind, crippled, or crazy. We ain't got no excuse.
That's right. Better say that, that part.
I just want to say I have a gang before we get out of here. Actually, I have a gang of numbers that that's there, and we're so glad you're there. But just one last chance, if you want to speak, just press 1. And if not, we definitely thank you for being here with us. If you just want to listen, that means just as much as the ones that's talking. So we're glad you're here.
Absolutely.
I just want to throw it out there, too, though. If you want to speak, just press 1.
Why? Unless you put that in the host queue or not in the host queue. If it says you're in the host queue, that means your mic should be open. And if it says you're in the host queue and you still can't be heard, press 1 on and off a few times. We'll see you blinking. We'll get right to you.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this right here. I don't know if Sister Mary is in the house and sitting and listening, but I just want to thank you for your many prayers that you sent up for my family and I. And I thank you for your encouragement. I want to thank you, Sister Mary. I know she said that she was on last week when we had our guest speaker, and she said that she had pressed the 1 key, but I doubt that she didn't press it. I don't know if she pressed it hard enough so that she could have been seen. Amen. From the 773, I don't know, but she said that she was trying to press it because she definitely wanted to say something, but she didn't get an opportunity to say anything. But I just want you to know I appreciate you, and I appreciate your prayer and your words of encouragement to me and my family. So thank you.
Amen. Do we have anything else? Because I believe Queen and Miss Pride and Joy have a few things for us before we get up out of here.
Miss Pride and Joy has a couple of things that she can step us out with, if she don't mind. Lovely lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to be going to American history. Cecilia Marshall, the wife of the Supreme Court Judge Thurgood Marshall, died at 94. Cecilia Sissy Marshall, the wife of the late Supreme Court Justice and Civil Rights icon, Thurgood Marshall, died on Tuesday at the age of 94. The Court Public Information Office announced, like her husband, Marshall had worked for the NAACP in 1940 and 1950. She was born in Hawaii and she moved to New York. According to details of her early life provided by the court, no cause of death was given. Thurgood Marshall, the first black justice in court history, had retired in 1991, and he died in 1993. But Cecilia Marshall, known for her warmth, exuberant, and enduring interest in the court, fastidious, often with their son, Thurgood Marshall Jr., you wanted to sit next to her at any event. Chief Justice John Roberts said in a statement Tuesday that captured her personality, she had an easy sense of humor that could be inappropriate setting, of course, a bit saucy. He noted that Marshall often sat in reserve section for the spouses at oral argument and Supreme Court social event. Robert said Supreme Court occasion, Justin Elena Kagan, who was a law clerk for Justice Marshall during the 1987 and 88 session, and in a statement on Tuesday, every clerk to Justice Marshall received a sort of bonus. The steadfast fighter and support of his wife, Sissy, she was a marvelous woman, and we all loved and admired her. The community of the TM clerk will today feel a great loss. She was born in 1928, and she was born in Hawaii, where she would later move to New York City, where she took classes at the Columbia University. She worked also with her husband at the NAACP from 1948 and 1955. The couple was married in December of 1955 and had 2 sons, Thurgood Jr. and John. And she, who lived in Falls Church, Virginia, served over the years on the board of the NAACP with Legal Defense Fund and the Supreme Court, Society Supreme Court Public Information Office, said she was also acting in church and also in the community service over the years. I present to you for American History, Cecilia Marshall, the wife of the Supreme Court Judge Thurgood Marshall.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Awesome. And they were talking, you guys were talking about birthdays and how old people were. We actually have, so Ms. President Joe told us about a woman that turned 105, that turned 100. But we actually found another one, Ms. Pride and Joy, in Ohio that turned 107. And a beauty shop sent her, a florist sent her 107 roses for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she looks good.
She
looks
awesome.
Yes.
That's right.
I said, Lord, 105, 107. Woo, baby.
Tell them the other interesting facts you remember. About the other women, the oldest persons alive.
The oldest one, was it 122?
She was like 122.
Yes.
Wow.
But what's interesting to me is they're all women. All the people who have lived the longest, they're all women. I think that's interesting.
Wow. That is.
Well, you know, they say we're going to outlive y'all, so.
Yes.
Hey, behind every great man is a great woman. We understand.
That's true, too.
Did you say behind or beside?
Hey, listen. It depends upon what we're doing. I'm just saying. But we're going
to
go with that. On the side of every great man is a great woman.
That's great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, the side of
every
woman is an awesome king.
I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to tell you that
part. Yeah. That was one that turned 118 years old in February, and she was born in 1904.
That's a long time. Just think of the things they've seen and done.
Oh, Jesus, bless him. Longevity. Yes, he did.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely had something in store for
them.
Right, that part.
He's in the Guinness Book of Records.
Wow.
Wow. Because I found another one. She was 115.
Wow. See, and they're all women. You keep coming
women.
Up with
all
women.
All women.
All women.
All women.
There's got to be a reason for
right.
that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, does anybody have anything else? It's been an awesome night.
Miss Pride of Joy has one more thing that I wanted her to talk about because I thought it was hilarious, and I hope she was still bless us with that.
Which one was it?
About Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
That is so funny to me,
y'all. All right, y'all. Here it goes. Snoop Doggy Dogg gets into the pet business. With Snoop Doggy Dogg clothing line accessories, it's here to make your dog the most fashionable pup in town. On Tuesday, November the 15th, is when the dog lands. A rapper announced the arrival of his pet line, and it's called Snoop Doggy Dogg. In partnership now, he's in partnership with a few people, Smack Entertainment, Lil Earth Production, and Amazon. If my dog ain't fresh, these dogs and their apparel are a reflection of the dog himself. So they gotta look the role of a top dog.
Ya dig.
Snoop said at the press release, Snoop Doggy Dogg has accessories for pups ranging from pets bandanas. He got hats. He got laces. He got collars. He got jerseys. He got hoodies.
I know
y'all,
them jerseys
and also,
gonna be
y'all,
hard, yeah.
He has Ducky Dog double blacked. Okay.
Wow.
Shaped as a toy, a brown box toy that plays audio of Snoop Rapper singing
what?
Wow, wow, wow. Y'all
yippee
dog.
Yo, yippee yay.
Hey, listen, but the dog toy, the dog toy that's in the shape of
now
a
blunt.
Come on, man.
Now, remember, you guys,
on,
if you're
man.
Out there and you want to
come
holler
on.
At Snoop, it's SnoopDoggyDogs.com.
Oh,
and you don't forget, you can get it also on Amazon.
Right.
There it is.
Oh.
Wow.
Could you imagine going to one of your friend's house and the dog got a blunt in his mouth? Like,
it
come
is
on,
right.
Okay.
Boy, in his bowl. Okay.
Come on. With his jersey on.
Alert. And only
right,
Snoop to come up
on.
With some stuff like that. Now.
I must tell my daughters.
Yeah.
Make me want to go get a dog. I swear to God, yeah. I swear. Now that's fashion for us. That's how
yeah.
I was going to dress up my dog. Snoop the
now,
Snoop Doggy dog.
You know
line.
When
that's
that come
sure.
out, you know people
right.
gonna be all on that. The
mm-hmm.
way
people
dress up my
dogs
and stuff. Oh, you know they're
gonna
set that
it
up.
It might be not sold out, Miss Lady, because it came out November the 15th.
Right.
Okay. Depends
mm.
on how much
yep.
he got now. It depends
yep.
on how much he got on these weights.
We got to go on that line. We got to go on there and post it on our webpage so that people can see the type of stuff that Snoop Dogg is selling. I promise.
Yes, definitely.
Please put the dog on there with the blunt chew toys, please.
I'm going to go look in and see if we have a picture with it that has him and the dog and the blunt. I'm going to see if...
Oh, my goodness.
Because I know him and the dog on there. And the,
screensaver.
And the,
tell me that ain't
stuff. A screensaver. I'm going to see if it's the blunt thing or something. I'm going to go back and look and see.
That is going to be too funny.
That's just too much.
That is
going
to be like,
goodness.
What the...
That is hilarious.
What they got
all this
Snoop funny. All this
I mean, I've heard
only
of people
Snoop, I promise.
Putting their female dogs in dresses and everything and suits and hats.
Right.
But that, wow.
Right, because you
and
could,
don't
you
forget
that. You know.
Now, you also can get a shirt, too, now.
Right,
you
right.
got shirts for the people
oh,
with the dogs.
I'm
so yeah, with dog
right.
lovers.
Dog, right, the dog appears.
Yeah,
put right, come on now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now I wonder with him being affiliated and associated
mm-hmm.
with the Crip organizations, like I know
mm-hmm.
he's gonna have like a Crip line for the puppies for the dogs. Like, come on, man, that's gonna be crazy.
That will be funny.
They gonna have Crip
oh,
walking.
You know they
change viral, going viral.
I don't know
with
what it might be
stuff,
if
like.
I go when I go look tomorrow. What might be on there?
Oh my goodness! Right.
From me, this up last week. By now, it's probably something.
Oh, I know they
went
crazy.
Most stuff on there that he got with it.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Oh, they got
thank you for that, Miss Pride and Joy. We
like
really appreciate
off.
That. Right.
Lord have mercy. They got
yes,
the doggy sweater for $475, baby. Wait.
They told Miss Lady.
Yeah, and they going to spend it. And they going to spend it, too.
Right.
Miss Lady, that's how much the sweater costs. For the dog
that,
or
the
yourself?
The sweater is
$475. What?
Ah, the paw shirt.
Now, I don't know if
she
heard you, but is that
40.
For the dog or is that for a person?
That's for the dog.
Oh.
That is
for
the
dog.
They
got some stuff for the person, people, too. Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
So, but come on, though. This is Snoop Doggy Dog, so you know how that go. He's going to have different types of lines. He's going to have the affordable line, and he's going to have that line where he know people going to pay for that. They're going to pay that $475 with no problem.
Oh, yes. You better believe it, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He even got the dog harness for $45.
They got the what?
What?
They got the what?
A dog harness for $45.
$45. What kind of harness is that?
Right.
Is it, well, it's probably the kind that goes either around the face or the muzzle or go around the neck.
Let's see.
You see a dog with a bandana on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And is it
no,
blue?
That's not
is, it, is it on
I
the
like
left
the
side hand?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. For those who know.
Lord, Snoop.
That's a genius, dog.
High war.
You think about all the celebrities. You think about all the people in the industry. Nobody's thought about this before. Like, nobody.
Nobody, right. And they're going to be on it.
You see all the Kardashians. You see all them spending thousands on their dogs. Like, they got dog purses, dog outfits, and all that stuff. You know, Snoop was probably smoking one day and said,
right.
Ingenious.
I know. The dog probably came up to him shaking. He's like, let me fix you. Let me make you a sweater.
Bow,
you
wow, wow.
Be cold.
Right. Hey. Put your wrapping so I can put your bandana around you.
Okay.
Right.
Put the blunders in the dog's mouth. Hold the slumming while I go get your sweater.
I mean, if he had those dogs on that crew, I'm done with him.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. You got to have it. If somebody ain't went viral,
Miss Lady,
with the,
Miss Lady,
the chew toy,
Miss Lady, did you see? Did you see the dog that Miss Lady with the stuff on?
I'm looking for it. That's exactly what I'm looking for too.
The I dog promise you, somebody's gonna go viral with
it,
that.
Please.
A dog and the chew
also
toy. Also,
if you
like
go on Amazon too, they say it. They say Amazon got this stuff too.
Okay.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
That is.
And I bet you somebody will have around had that blunt in their dog mouth. I bet.
Got to.
They
come
will.
On.
Yes.
And you know, the crazy people,
will.
You know what they're going to do? I know crazy people going to buy that chew toy for themselves, and they going to be chewing on the blunt themselves, I promise.
Okay.
I can just imagine. It probably looks all big, long, and crazy, and retarded. You know what I mean? I can just see somebody doing that. I could see all the little April Fool's jokes or how to trick people, like lay it down, maybe think like it's real. And let's see if they'll pick it up and try to light it or something.
Oh, no.
You found something, Miss Lady?
Oh, my gosh. The people got
to
know what it is.
I have to go on YouTube and see what it has on there. When I find it, I'm going to post up on our page. Sure is.
Absolutely. Please post it on the page if you run across it. I promise you.
It is going to be funny. They're going to be like, where they get that from?
Right.
Because you know somebody's going to take the picture and they're going to add smoke to it. You just know they're going to add smoke
to
it.
Yeah, they're
going to
touch
it
up.
That.
Yep. No, that's just going to happen.
They ain't going to put the full apparel on, put the little chew toy in there, add the smoke, and the music, that's going to be crazy.
Yep,
we're going to have a whole TikTok viral dog going on.
You know that somebody going to do it.
I hope they do, because I love dogs, and I would love to see that type of apparel. I think it's about time. For real. It has been a beautiful evening. I've had a great time with each and every one of you.
I have myself.
And I appreciate each and every one of you coming through. Every Friday, don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern, AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. And don't forget, next Friday is another great episode of the Queen's Court. Don't forget, next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's right.
Yep.
And as always, don't forget, Kicking It with Six every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. With Mr. Six himself, Miss Pride and Joy, and DJ ATL with the latest, greatest music and commentary. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Please join us on Facebook. Be a part of our movement. And please don't forget WUNMobileInc.com is now our nonprofit organization. We are up and running.
Yes, we are.
Just want you to go and view the page. Give us about one more week, maybe two at the most. And the PayPal will be up first, and the Cash App will be to follow. So for everyone and anyone who wants to donate, give your charitable donations to us and understand what we're about and what we're doing. Stay tuned. Greater things to come. But please show us love and appreciation if possible and when possible.
Check out the page, yes.
Absolutely.
Check us out.
Absolutely.
Check us out.
Is there anything
anybody
else wants
to
say or has to say?
If anybody out there listening has a story that you want to tell, or you have know someone who has a story to tell, please hit us up on the Facebook page, AJ and the Squad, or you can look up Squad Queen, and we can talk about it. We'd love to have you on the show, because I'm sure you have something to talk about.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. Simply elegantly put. Anyone else?
Oh,
anybody
him.
Else? Yes, him.
Yes, him.
Well,
him.
Before we get up out of here like we always do, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And once again, I appreciate each and every one of you coming out tonight, being a part of what we do and what we have going on. I appreciate your input. Appreciate the love and support. And we will see you again next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, same channel, same network.
Same channel, right here, with another information that you're not going to miss.
I'll try my best not to miss it.
All right, we'll be here.
I enjoy being here every Friday.
Thank you so much.
You're not going to miss it. We're going to make sure you don't miss
it. No, that's right. Okay.
But nice.
All right, y'all.
We're going to figure out how we got over. How I got over.
Now listen to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting death. I promised him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
I'm on.
like a steak house. There you go.
Everyone for coming.
All right.
We'll
thank
catch
you guys.
Everyone
have
next
a great
Friday.
Night.
See ya.